This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome to Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I'm Jay Glazer, and today we have a very, very inspiring special guest. And before we get to him, if you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year. Yet, far too many fail to receive the support they need. Caroline Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Caroline Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action. And with that, I'd love to welcome in a very special friend of mine, very special guest, one of the most inspiring people I've ever talked to in my entire life. And we sat down recently and up here at Soho House in Malibu, and we ate and we cried and we ate some more and we cried some more and we ate some more and we cried some more. But, oh my God, welcome in, like I said, a very close, dear friend of mine, Kevin Hines. How are you, buddy?
Thank you, Jay. It's so great to be here with you. I feel blessed right now and I'm very grateful.
Well, man, you feeling blessed is a great to hear. And listen, your story is remarkable, incredible, uplifting, shows people also that, man, life can change in instance, in several different ways. So I want you to, I don't want to take up more by introducing you and your story. I want you to introduce you and your story. Take it away.
Absolutely. So a lot of people know, a handful of people know that in the year 2000, because of bipolar depression, the very same brain disease both my birth parents had before me as I'm adopted, I was genetically predisposed to it twice, and I did get diagnosed with bipolar depression, psychotic features, at 17 and a half years of age. And that's when I had my first complete mental breakdown. And I didn't know what to call it, Jay. I didn't know what the symptoms meant. I didn't I didn't know how to articulate myself about them. So what I did when I dealt with those symptoms is my family knew I was unwell, but they didn't know why. None of us had dealt with this kind of scenario before. And I buried and silenced all of my pain. I quieted my paranoid delusions, my hallucinations, auditory and visual, my manias, my depressions, my panic attacks, the heart palpitations. I just shut it all out. And I didn't tell anyone the severity of my symptoms because I didn't know what they were or how to talk about them.
And that led you to, I want to quickly go into it. That led you to, while we're here, and then kind of backtrack to it.
Yeah. So that led me to attempting to take my life at 19 years of age off the Golden Gate Bridge, the most frequented spot for suicide in the world. And I believed that you died upon impact. And frankly, most
people... So you jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
I would leap off the Golden Gate Bridge in an attempt to take my life at 19 on September 5th of the year 2000, 23 years ago.
You said, what day did you say?
September 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. And I went to the bridge, and I'll never forget, Jay, the ride to the bridge. This is very important because I sat on a crowded muni bus in San Francisco, sitting in the very back row in the middle seat, looking out upon what was 100 or so people that boarded this bus. And all of them were going to visit the Golden Gate Bridge to experience all of its beauty and revere and splendor.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that part.
Right. Yeah. They were all there to take pictures and be with family and go for hikes and walks and bike rides. And they were loving it. And I get on this bus and Jay, all I wanted was for one person to stop me and say something to the effect of, hey, kid, are you okay? Brother, is something wrong? Or pal, can I help you? I had made a pact with myself. And I don't know if you know this, Jay, but it's very common. People make pacts with themselves who are suicidal. And it's a pact, and it basically is instinctual. And it's if then. If one person says or does this, I will. If one person says or does this, I won't die today. And my if then was, if one person says, are you okay? Is something wrong? Can I help you? I would tell them everything and beg them to save me, and I would not jump.
Wow.
And I'm on the bus, and I realize we're getting closer and closer to that destination, and I'm crying my eyes out. I'm waterfalls flowing from my eyes, and 100 people are staring at me. And then, Jay, I don't know if you know this, but I began yelling aloud on a crowded bus filled with people at the top of my lungs. Leave me alone. I don't want to die. Why do you hate me so much? What did I ever do to you? At the voices I was hearing in my head.
Wow.
All the hallucinations that I still have today that were telling me I had to die. Wow. And if you've if you've never heard or seen visual or heard auditory hallucinations, imagine your earbuds are on, or your headphones are on right there. And instead of that playlist of music or that book you're listening to or that podcast, right? You hear a person or people's voices in your head telling you to do things that you absolutely don't want to.
Wow.
But you believe them to be in charge.
I didn't know this part either.
Yeah, you know this. And Jay, I always say this, the voices would win the day. The bus gets to the Golden Gate Bridge parlor, but not before the man to my left, after I'm yelling at my voices, turns to the guy next to him, points to me with his thumb, with a smile on his face while laughing at my pain. What the hell's wrong with that kid? Oh. Abrupt, loud, audible for everyone to hear. Now everyone's really staring at me. And I turned and looked at him. And I felt broken, Jay. I felt absolutely broken.
I would love for people to hear this now and ask yourself,
yeah,
would I be the type to laugh or would I be the type to help? Mm. And if you're the type that you know would laugh, let's change that about ourselves right now. Mm. If you're the type that you know would help, love yourself up for that right now. Because you may have saved someone's life already and you have no idea about it. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay. So basically what happened is the bus got to the Golden Gate Bridge. 100 people deboard the bus right there with their fanny packs that were multicolored and zippered and their foreign accents from all over the world and their cameras that weren't phones. And they really were there to experience the splendor and wonder of this bridge. And I was there to disappear forever. I got off the bus. But before I got off the bus, Jay, this is also important. I looked to the bus driver to stop me. I looked him in his eyes and waterfalls are flowing from mine. It's obvious I'm crying. My eyes are red. And he goes, come on, kid, get off the bus. I got to go. And I looked down. I was like, all right, man. And I walked down those two steps. And I walk across the 2-mile stretch of walkway that is the Golden Gate Bridge for the next 40 minutes crying like a baby. Bikers, joggers, runners, tourists, patrol officers searching for suicidal people all went by me at least twice. Mm. Now, to be fair, Jay, those officers had not been trained in the year 2000 in suicide prevention. They are today. I've trained many of them. And today those officers save between 50 and 120 lives every year. And that's incredible. They did not have that protocol for me. right? So I get
right. We didn't talk about mental health back then, and it's hard to recognize. And I still think we're a ways away, but at least having these conversations now, it's light years ahead of that.
So I get to a particular light rail, a very specific light rail, which I will not name, but I know very well even now. I stood over that light rail and I profusely cried my tears to the waters below. And a woman from my left approached me with a big smile, giant sunglasses. And I thought, this lady's going to ask me if I'm okay. I don't have to do this. I don't have to die today. And she approached. I waited for the, are you okay? And then she pulled out a digital camera and said, will you take my picture? And I couldn't believe it, Jay. I was like, you got to be kidding me. She doesn't see the pain I'm in right now. Maybe the sun's in her eyes. But I left the fate of my life in a complete stranger's hands, and that was a mistake. And that wasn't her fault what happened next. I took her picture several times, about five times. She took her camera back and she walked away. But she didn't walk away 20 yards off the bridge. She walked back across again the entire 2 mile stretch of walkway, which is what people did at the ninth wonder of the world, the Golden Gate Bridge, every day to experience all of its glorious beauty, where I was there to destroy all of mine. Jay, when she walked away, I said to myself, absolutely no one cares. The furthest thing from the truth. Let me articulate that even further. Today, about half an hour ago, I finished a talk in front of 2,000 high school students. And when I asked those students, by an honest to God raise of hands, had any of you seen me that day on the bridge, 19-year-old young me, ready to take my life, ready to leave my family forever, how many of you in this audience would have cared? 100% of the audience, both students, staff, and counselors, raised their hands.
That's beautiful.
Right. It's gorgeous. And we can say that about anyone, but we can't get the help we need if we aren't willing to ask for it and exhaust that ask until we get it. Because it's not everyone.
Right. And you weren't asking for help. You were hoping somebody recognized it.
Right, exactly.
You were crying for help, but you weren't asking.
I wasn't asking.
Big difference.
But I was also, Jay, in complete denial of my disease. I don't have this illness. I'm not flawed. There's nothing wrong with me, you know? And so in that denial, I lied to myself. I lied to my family, I lied to my friends, and I almost died because of it. So what I'm here to say, Jay, is to your audience, to everyone that listens, views, watches, subscribes, don't learn the hard way like I did.
Mark.
Beg, plead, and ask for help whenever you need it to everyone. And it's not going to be everybody that comes to your aid, because not everybody is willing or able to empathize with that kind of pain. Period.
Some people just aren't equipped.
Right. Some people can't do it. Some people don't have the empathy. They can't shake it. But by the sheer probability of the number of people you turn to, someone will be willing to answer your call. And Jay, I can prove
that.
Great
message.
I can prove that.
Right.
In the last 23 years since my attempt off that bridge you see behind me, I have been chronically suicidal for 23 years. It doesn't happen every day. It happens often enough, Jay, you understand. And those chronic suicidal ideations, they're insidious, they're insipid, and they perseverate in your brain, and you feel like you can't get the loop out of your head. When that happens, I do exactly two things every time. I find a mirror, Jay, in any room. I find a mirror wherever I am. I look in that mirror, and I say, first, my thoughts do not have to become my actions. They can simply be my thoughts. And the second thing I do, Jay, is I turn to anyone in front of me. And Jay, if I was feeling this way right now, if I was suicidal right now, which I'm not, I would say to you right now, four effective, purposeful words. Jay, I want you to repeat them after me. Ready? I
need
help now.
Now. Okay. You know, so how would I support you there?
Right. But first of all, do you know how hard that is for some people?
Sure.
It's so hard to look someone in the eyes and say, I need help now, and then describe what you need, right? But I do it every time, everywhere I go. And in 23 years of being suicidal, I've done that to people all around the world, sometimes who I don't know from Adam, and they have stepped up. For 23 years, people have stepped up and kept me safe from myself.
Now, here's my question. And again, we're about to get to Kevin Story also where he does jump. So I know people are saying, hey, what happened next? But more importantly, how would I support you right there when you say to me, I need help now?
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So this is crucial, Jay, for your whole audience. It doesn't mean you have to put them in a psych ward or you have to call the police. Now, that's, if that's necessary for an acute situation, I get that. I've been there. 10 times psych ward stays myself. I get it. What I'm saying is I often need somebody to sit beside me and listen to, understand, not to respond. I don't need your advice. I need to know you're there. I need to know you got my back.
So, but how would I do that? How would I say, what would I say to you? Like, I want to get specific. What would I say? Would I just say, Kevin, how can I help you? What does that look like for you right now?
Yeah, this is what it looks like. What do you need from me right now?
Okay.
Meet them where they're at. And then I would also say this. I would say, look, hey, I care about you. Maybe even love the person. I love you.
Right.
Here are 3 questions I'm going to ask you right now because I am very worried. But I want you to be 100% honest with your answers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to accept anything else. And I want you to know I am not going to judge your answers. I'm going to be here for you. Are you thinking of killing yourself? Have you made plans to take your life? Do you have the means? That does not put the thought in their mind if it's not already there. That's a myth. It gives them permission to speak on their pain. And Jay, a pain shared is a pain halved.
So if you say to me, yes, I am planning.
Yeah.
Is my action to then say, okay, then we've got to go get you help now?
Yes.
We've got to call 988.
We've got to call 988. We've got to text CNQR to 741-741, the crisis text line. We have got to reach out to the mental health support systems we know and love in our lives. If we're the kind of people like you, Jay, who does this work on a daily basis on top of the other work you do in sports and fitness, like it's in martial arts, you find the people that you know in your life have the resources, have the tools, have the ability to share information with someone to get them to a safe place. And,
and if you say, no, I'm not looking to kill myself. I just need to voice it. I want to act like I would. Okay. Well, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for you. I love you, brother.
I just sit right here and I put my hand on your shoulder.
Okay.
And I listen. I listen.
Or I give you a virtual hug. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now take us to the bridge.
Absolutely. So the bus gets to go and get bridge. Everybody deboards. I go. I find that light rail. Leaning over that light rail, the woman comes up. I take her picture. She walks away. At that moment, Jay, I said to myself, absolutely no one cares, which is the greatest lie I've ever told, given what I just told you earlier. Everybody cared. Nobody knew where I was or what I was doing. And then I leapt off the Golden Gate Bridge after hearing a voice in my head saying, jump now. I did. I fell 240 feet, 25 stories.
Wait. So yeah. On the way down, 240 feet.
Yeah.
How many stories?
25.
What is racing through your head as you're descending?
What have I just done? I don't want to die. God, please save me. I called out to God.
Really?
Yep.
So yep. The moment you did it.
Moment.
You, I had an instantaneous
regret for my actions and the 100% recognition that I just made the greatest mistake in my life and it was too late.
Jay, oh my God.
Yeah. For 99% of the people that have left off that bridge, it's been too late. In 90 years, nearly a century of that bridge being open, okay, 99.9% of the people who've left off that bridge do not exist. 39 individuals in 90 years have survived that fall. 26 remain alive today. Many have died of natural causes of old age. 19 have come forward to say, after I did, they all had the exact same instant regret that I had. Five of the survivors.
Every one of them. Wow.
Five of the survivors, including myself, get the privilege to stand, walk, and run. They call us the most exclusive survivors club in the world.
Wow.
In the water, Jay, as I flailed.
Wait. Hold on a sec. So you hit the water.
Hit the water.
How did you survive that? Well, and what do most people die from? Is it the impact in the water? Is it?
There's tens of ways to die off the Golden Gate Bridge, Jay. They're mostly very quick and violent. I'd rather not get into like the severity of it because it's, I don't want people to ruminate on it. Mm-hmm. That can be dangerous, but I would say this. There is one way to survive that fall. And all of the survivors have survived in the same way, which I'm not going to repeat. I don't want anybody to mimic that activity. Yeah. But most people, what people don't understand is most people die upon impact in very, very, very violent ways.
So you've got to land a certain way that you don't really have control over.
You have
it's
no
not like somebody can go, oh, I can do this. And,
yeah. No, you have no control, which is why most people die.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this vacuum sucks me under 70 feet beneath the water's surface because of the velocity at which I've fallen. Right. You hit the water, Jay, at 15,000 pounds of pressure because of the velocity at which you fall. I go down 70 feet. I open my eyes. I'm drowning and I don't want to. And I'm freaking out. I swim in any direction. I'm going down. My eyes begin to bulge. My ears begin to ring. I knew the pressure. I shot for the opposite direction, the surface, as fast as my arms would take me. I could not feel my legs. They were moving. It was the fastest I ever swam in my life. So all I wanted to do was live. I got closer and closer to the lit circle of water above me, and I started to convulse. My head started going back. My eyes began to roll in the back of my head. I remember thinking, I can't die here. If I die here, no one will ever know I didn't want to. No one will ever know I knew I made a mistake. I break the surface of the water. I bob up and down in it. And I did the one thing I've had control over since kindergarten. I prayed. God, please save me. I don't want to die. I made a mistake. On repeat. And he heard me. A woman driving by in a red car at the moment of my attempt saw me go over, called her friend from her car phone in the year 2000, called her friend in the United States Coast Guard. The only reason the Coast Guard boat arrived behind me was because of that woman's phone call.
Wow.
At the timely manner which it did, before I would set in hypothermia and drown a very few minute window.
That's shark infested.
It is shark infested. And so I'm in the water and I'm kind of, I'm going down. I think I'm going to drown. I think this is it. This is where I go. I can't get to the surface, right? And that's when something began to circle beneath me. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. I didn't die jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge and a shark is about to devour me. And I take my right hand because it's the only hand that works. And I'm starting to push this thing and it won't go away. It's
wow.
Certainly faster and faster, faster and faster, faster and faster. No longer am I wading in the water or treading in it. I'm lying on top of my back, being kept buoyant by this creature, thinking that it's a nice shark. I've named him Herbert. The creature turned out to be no shark at all, Jay. It turned out that when I surfaced, the only reason I surfaced was because this creature was bumping me to the surface. And I was on a television program a year later promoting a suicide prevention campaign in San Francisco on ABC News. I said to the show, I thought there was a shark beneath me in the water. People wrote into the show from all over the world, went viral online. One man's letter stuck out of all the rest. His name was Morgan. He was from Las Vegas, Nevada, and he was on the bridge that day with his mom. And he writes to me and he says, Kevin, I'm so very glad you're alive. I was standing less than 2 feet away from you when you jumped. Until this day, no one would tell me whether you lived or died. It's haunted me until now. By the way, Kevin, there was no shark. like you mentioned, you thought there was on the show, but there absolutely was a sea lion.
No way.
That is my friend Herbert right there.
No way.
You'll see. That's Herbert right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Herbert. And Herbert saved my life.
This
creature that didn't speak my language.
And was that's God only, right there.
Was the only, you bet, it was the only animal to save my life that day. And it did not leave from beneath me until I heard the Coast Guard boat murmur behind me. And then it took off like a bat out of hell. Coast Guard fishes me onto a flatboard. They secondarily save my life. They get me to the hospital. Tertiarily, the doctor there, one of the foremost back surgeons on the West Coast, saves my back. Went into my left side, 23 staple scar across my left side. No amount of Mederma is going to make that go away. And he went in there. He restructured my shattered vertebrae with titanium, titanium plates, titanium cages, titanium pins, the whole nine. That surgery, never been done on anybody before, never been done on anybody again. He invented it for me. And
how many injuries did you sustain from that?
Shattered my T12, L1, L2, and I sprained my right ankle, just a sprain, right? And so it was a 4.5 week recovery in the physical hospital. I went from a wheelchair to a walker and a back brace to a back brace and a cane, then right into my first psych ward because you can't just call him after that. And Jay, this is not even the kicker, okay? So my dad calls me one day, and I don't know the date. I'm not paying attention to the timeline. It's a year to the date of my attempt at the exact time of my attempt. My father calls me. I'm going to the same city college where he dropped me off the day I went to attempt to take my life the year before. He picks me up at the exact same spot he dropped me off a year before when I went to take my life. I get in the car. We're driving. He goes, Dad, where are we going? He said, we're going for a drive. I said, okay, Dad. So we go and we're driving down 19th Avenue and then Park Presidio. And you know it goes only to the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm like, Dad, I don't want to do this. He goes, Kevin, we need closure. I'm like, you need closure. I need to go and lay down. I didn't say that. He's 6'1". I'm not. So we pull over at Clement. He says, pick a flower from that flower bed. It's a purple tulips with gold pollen inside. Beautiful flowers. I said, Dad, that's the police officers union building. There's police bikes, police cars, and police officers in their dress blues in the windows. I'm not going over there picking a flower. In San Francisco, you get arrested. He goes, pick a damn flower. So I pick the flower. We go to the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm frantically shaking in the car. I'm having a panic attack. My heart's palpitating on my chest. We get to the bridge. He says, show me the exact light rail. I knew exactly where it was. I took him to that light rail. He held my hand. We said an Our Father and a Hail Mary. He said, drop the flower. I dropped the flower. He walked it down very slowly, made the tiniest of ripple effect in the water. And immediately upon that ripple effect happening, 2 feet to the right, popped up a sea lion.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was the most beautiful
God
moment
Almighty.
Ever spent with my father next to him being the best man at my wedding, and there was no other choice. All my friends were pissed off.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So how many lives do you think you've saved as a result of this?
Oh, brother, I don't count. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you this. I know for a fact that we've done data on some of it. My team has. I don't really do it, but we've done data on some of it. And over the last 23 years, literally a couple hundred thousand people have reached out to say that this story, somehow they heard it, saw it, viewed it, saved their life. I don't say I save lives. I'm a conduit. I give a message.
Right.
They go home. They do the work. They're saving and changing their own lives. They hear a message that inspires them. It's the inspiration that leads them to change.
So you tell me how you feel about this. When I've tried to help with this situation, I've tried to villainize suicide. I don't want to glorify it. I think it's too glorified these days. I think, you know, we see and this is like the power of suggestion. We see somebody commit suicide. We all have this outpouring of love. And people who are going through shitty times go, well, my life sucks right now. That person's getting so much love.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing. So I try and villainize it. So I used to tell people, I'll say, hey, listen, life's about our choices. First life choice is life or death. You've got to choose life because it's selfish not to, because we're just leaving people with our problems. And that's me trying to villainize it. A lot of people react positively to that. A lot of people say, that's bullshit. You shouldn't say that. You wouldn't say it's selfish if you have cancer. It's a disease. But I'm trying to villainize it. What's your view on that?
tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I believe suicide is never the solution to our problem. It is the problem. I believe suicidal ideations are the greatest liars we know. We don't have to listen to them. That's why your thoughts don't have to become your actions. They can simply be your thoughts. I also believe, Jay, that suicidal people, suicidal ideations and actions are not selfish, because if you are being selfish, you have to know you are hurting other people. It has to be malicious. People who die by suicide or attempt are in a world of what's called lethal emotional pain. That lethal emotional. Okay, Jay, look at it like this. Say this out loud. What is the one thing you want to happen when you find yourself in excruciating physical pain, which you're in a lot?
Relief.
What is that pain? What do you want?
Relief.
Right. You want it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to end. You want it to stop.
Right.
That right?
Right.
So that's physical pain. I argue that brain pain here is 300,000 times worse physical pain you've ever experienced. I'm in crucial excruciating physical pain most days because of what I did off the Golden Gate Bridge. It's painful. My back is with metal. It hurts. It hurts all day. You understand that more than most.
Right. So, but you understand also, like, the other end of it is there's a lot of us with that extreme pain, a lot of us with problems.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to take, and they're different, right? But we kind of think, man, our problems are the same as that. Yeah. And that's why for that group of people, I'm trying to, who have the choice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to villainize and say, man, it's selfish because you're leaving us with that pain. Don't do that to us. And I think it's more for that group of people. I understand. And there's other group who you're in the other group where, man, those roommates in our head, they're going to win.
I think that we need to teach people, and I do it all around the world, is that your suicidal ideations are not your fault. They're not selfish in the sense of selfishness. They're actually millions and millions of people have them.
Right.
So if people have these thoughts.
Many of us have. We're correct. And I include myself in that. But again, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to leave you with that.
Right. Right. Let's normalize the fact that we have these thoughts. But let's have a purpose-driven point together to say we can help you get past these thoughts. Your pain does not have to defeat you in suicide. Instead, let your pain build you brick by brick from the ground up until you're stronger than ever. You, Jay, have been through a lot of pain. I've been through and go through. We go through a lot of pain. We're still here. Let us be lighted examples for people that are considering taking their lives and help them recognize, no, it's not selfish, but it's not right. It's not the right option. You have so many other options. Let's count them. How about this, Jay?
And what you're saying too is like, I don't need to use tough love all the time.
No.
And that's kind of how, you know, yeah, that's why I've, you know, we're in this, what we're trying to do now. Also, we're all works in progress. That's why I want to learn. I like to learn from people like you so I can know, okay, what is the proper way? I don't know if there's a word for proper way. What's a better way? What's a, you know, a common ground if we can, because we can grow, and how I talk about it, how a lot of us talk about it. I never want to shame anybody. I never want to try to do that. Right.
And earlier you said committed suicide. I'm not going to tell you what to say, Jay. You got your own thing going. I would say people die by suicide.
Die by suicide, right.
Just like they would die of any other organ diseased. People forget that the brain is an organ. In fact, it's the single most powerful organ you wield, mostly on automatic mode, controlling every action, inaction you take, decision, indecision. For lack of a better way of saying it, Jay, if your brain is malfunctioning, there goes rescue. And as your friend DJ says, we're all projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all projects.
We're in progress.
Works in progress. We're all
absolutely
projects. We have to put in the work.
So you're in the hospital after. What changes do you make immediately or start to make so you don't make this same decision again?
So I have to be really frank with you, Jay. I didn't come to the realization that I needed to change for 3 years after that jump. I was in and out of psych wards for those 3 years. I was a mess, Jay. I had my physical rehabilitation. I had my first psych ward stay. I got the hell out of there. I didn't want to go back. I went back a year later, Third psych ward stay, involuntary, forced in against my will those three times. But Jay, the next seven psych ward stays, I walked in there and said, I need to be here or I won't be here.
What changed it?
The moment that things changed. Maybe this is my unbreakable moment, okay? The moment things changed, really, this was visceral. My Uncle George on my mom's side, my favorite uncle on my mom's side, comes into the hospital on a special admit against visiting hours. He's allowed in because somebody needs to shake me to my core. And he comes in with a rolled up magazine in his right hand. He says, Kevin, your family and friends can help you until we are blue in the face. But until and when you take 110% responsibility, young man, for the fact that you have this disease and you fight it tooth and nail every single day, kid, ain't nothing going to change. You'll be in and out of these places for the rest of your life. Is that what you want? I said, no, Uncle George. And he literally said, well, get it together, kid. We're counting on you. And he dropped the magazine, walked out of the room and said, read it. And I was like, you're not my favorite uncle anymore. I yelled that. He was already gone. I reluctantly picked up the magazine and unfolded it. A Time magazine article, 2004, on how to battle bipolar disorder, depression, mental illness with routine and regimen and win. And I was like, wait a minute. You're saying I can do these things and I might actually feel better for once? Why didn't my first three psychiatrists think routine was a good idea? I go into my room. I read the article through and through. I come out of there. I put words into action. I change every aspect of my life. I was pre-diabetic.
You made that choice to change.
Yep.
I made the cognitive decision.
I was pre-diabetic. I was nearly 300 pounds. I was a mess. I was lying in therapy every therapy session. I was all over the place. I began telling the truth in therapy every time, all the time, about everything. I began exercising rigorously multiple times a day with just using the surfaces in my room. There was no gym in the psych ward.
Right.
I cut the weight. I went to my case manager. I said, I'd like to have some therapy with my father. I think there's something there we need to talk about. He told me his story. I understood why he was so hard on me. We came to a connection. Okay. I went to the nutritionist. I said, what do I do? I'm overweight. What do I do? She said, you should stop eating four unhealthy meals per one meal a day. You're ordering four meals per one meal and they're all unhealthy foods. Stop it. And I was like, that's a good idea. I changed every aspect of my routine, which I didn't really have one before, right? I woke up at the same time. I went to bed at the same time. I took my pills at the same time. I exercised at the same time every day. In therapy, I told my truth. It relieved so much for me. Would I be in seven more psych ward days for suicidal ideation? Yes, because I fell off my routine or I messed up or I relapsed or whatever the situation was. But I walked in there and said, I need help now. And I got it. And today, Jay, I travel around the world and I share my story. And people of all walks of life come up to me and say, this story changed me or saved me. And that's the most incredible feeling on the face of the planet. And it's the most cathartic thing I've ever gotten the privilege to do. And I'm so grateful to be here with you, Jay.
Thank you, brother. It's being of service.
You're a beautiful soul who is doing amazing things from your seat there, and you are changing the world, and it is empowering, and it is incredible. So keep it up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Listen, you're being of service, right? And that's one of the things I have, you know, these pillars that I talk about, what, you know, helps the roommates in my head talk nicer to each other. And it's for all of us. I mean, if you're of service to others, the gray hates that. It fights through that gray. Nothing bad could come from you being of service to others.
Yeah.
And the other thing you're doing is you're now building that team where you were doing it by yourself and you were expecting a team to just magically appear. You're now seeking out that team. You're now telling people, hey, I'm struggling. I'm this. And, you know, when you and I first met, but you just open up and you open up, obviously, there's certain things differently we say, a little private, right? There's obviously, but you really laid it on the line. And that's you building your team.
Yeah.
Right? That's you opening up, building your team. That's what happens, folks, when you open up to others. And I've said it here, every time I've opened up to my friends about this, none of them has told me to suck it up or, oh, come on, Glaze, your life is great, stop. And my life is great, phenomenal. Yeah. But between my ear sucks. And I didn't sign up for it. You didn't sign up for it. Right? But there are things that we can do. We don't have to let the gray win. We don't have to let it push us off that Golden Gate Bridge. There's things we can do if we recognize it, if we see it, or if we make that decision that you're talking about to get the help.
We can survive the gray, Jay.
Damn right.
We can survive it. You know,
right.
On your team, you're on my team. I need
no
Glaze.
Doubt.
You can bring Glaze on my team. Hell yeah. Put him in, coach. Put him in.
I like it, brother. Kevin, I appreciate you, man. This has been just incredible, dude. Thank you so much, man. Before I let you go, is there any other quick story you want to tell that, man, may blow us away or may help people?
Yeah, you know, real quick. So I'll try to condense this. Third psych ward stay. I finagled my way into volunteering for the hospital I was staying in, which is unethical and illegal. I'm wearing civilian clothes in a psych ward where everybody else is wearing hospital gowns.
Right.
And I get a tap on my left shoulder and I turn around and it's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. And I knew she'd be the rest of my life. And I quickly said, don't tell her that. That'd be awkward. And she's looking for her cousin who's in the hospital because of methamphetamine use and other drugs. He's overdosed. I had helped this kid come out of catatonia. He couldn't move. He couldn't talk. I told him stories until it elicited a response. Nobody else, not the staff, not the patients, helped this kid. He was starving in the hospital, literally. They'd bring him his tray of food. They'd take it away full. It broke my heart. I got him out of catatonia. I got him to eat. And I meet this woman, his cousin, and it was magic. And we go into his room because I show her where the room is. And I'm in like worker clothes. And she turns around and goes, your nursing staff is so nice to her cousin. And he goes, that guy's a fucking nutball. That guy jumps off bridges. Don't talk to that guy. And I ran in the room and I said, it was one bridge. Oh, that's ridiculous. Long story short, Jay, she gives me outside of the psych ward a first date. It's a debacle. I get marinara sauce all over my white shirt. I get lemon in her eye. She's crying. Mascara is running down her face. She looks at the band Kiss of the film The Crow. I get hot boiling butter on her chest. I try to wipe the butter off her chest.
Oh, my God.
She goes, what the hell are you doing? I said, I don't know. But, Jay, somehow this beautiful woman gave me a second date and is now the love of my life, my very best friend, and my wife of 17 years. Thank you, Margaret Hines, for saving my life every time I'm suicidal. I will be there for you for the rest of my life. I know you will be there for the rest of mine.
Amazing, bud. Absolutely amazing. And like, as you know, man, I'm 53. I finally found love.
Yeah.
And you never know where it's going to come. You never know. I just, you know, did something recently. You're one away, right? You're one conversation away. You're one phone call away. You're one chance meeting away. That could just change your life, right? Just one. That's why we have to have faith, because you never know when that one's going to come, right?
Yeah, faith is important. I have faith in God, you know, and that you too.
Yep.
Some people don't. That's fine. We're not pushing.
That's our choice.
That's our choice. Right. We want you who don't have that faith, have faith in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in the human condition and the idea that you can change your pain to purpose and you can always, no matter what, survive that pain.
Yeah. Look, and I choose to have faith because, you know, it's my choice. I just feel I'm not alone. I have a best friend type parent with me and God, and that helps me. That's my choice. Doesn't hurt me to do. Doesn't hurt. Try a little faith. If you don't want to, you don't want to. Again, we're not pushing it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Kevin, man, I love you, dude. I'm so proud that you're my new teammate. And like I like to tell a lot of my guests here, I'm so proud that we're walking this walk together. But you, my friend, to be able to walk this walk is incredible.
Yep. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.